Hiya, and welcome to Top Gear here on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. Week, we get all rough and tumble in a slow, thirsty, noisy military vehicle that Hollywood celebrities are queuing up to buy. Let's imagine that you are fabulously wealthy. Not difficult, eh? And I'm not talking lottery winner status either. I'm talking about mountains of money, canyons of cash, so much money you could forget the odd 4 million like Sting did. You can afford anything. Ferrari? Common. Lamborghini, your gardener drives a Lamborghini. You buy McLaren F1, but Ron Dennis says the company's not for sale. So what are you going to get then, eh? Well, how about a slow, heavy, cumbersome troop transporter with a barely adequate smoke-belching General Motors diesel engine? Yes, the only thing to roll up outside the Beverly Wilshire in these days is that hero of the Gulf War, the AM General Hummer. It is 9 feet wide, you can't park it, and it can be outpaced by a determinedly driven golf cart. But celebs love them. Schwarzenegger's got one, and Stallone's got one, so we sent along our own action hero, Graham Swain, to meet a man for whom Hummer is a way of life. Bruce Mortensen sells them from his showroom on the edge of the desert in Phoenix, Arizona.
One thing we've got to ask is, because in Britain now gasoline costs considerably more than yours over here, well, how does this eat fuel?
I average about 13 miles per gallon.
Is that around town, as we say, or on the highway?
I'd say that's average.
So what sort of top speed can this vehicle do if you want to cruise down the interstate?
This will do very comfortably on the interstate, about 80 miles an hour.
Of course, in Phoenix, we're in the right place for such a vehicle, really, aren't we?
We certainly are. We have thousands of miles of desert terrain that we can take the vehicle out into.
Looking around the cabin, it's got this lovely turn of grey. It's a bit of a sculpted dashboard. You can see the air filter sticking out in front of me, which I'm sure the desert versions of the army vehicle would be sticking up a bit higher to get the air without the sand going in it. And looking around me, we have the terrain and the mountains, and the desert is bidding us on.
All right, are you ready to give this a try?
I sure am.
Okay, go ahead and just put it in drive.
This is just the same as a normal car, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. I mean, low ratio gears on the other knob.
What I'd like you to do is I want you to put your left foot on the brake, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to apply a 7 or an 8 on the brake, and then give it just enough fuel. Let's turn it and go right up the hill.
Straight up?
Straight up.
You've got to be kidding.
Foot on the brake, and nice, easy gas pedal. Let's go.
Take the foot off the brake?
No, more brake, more brake, more brake, more brake. Harder on the brake. Maintain a good hard pressure on that brake.
Right.
There we are. You're doing fine. Excellent.
What's the secret of putting your foot on the brake then, Bruce?
That's what locks up the differential. Give it some gas. Let's go.
Takes off unbelievably like a car. I mean, the acceleration is pretty impressive. And the view from the cabin is good. I'm looking straight up and over the top of the dashboard. The seat is quite high. You can raise or lower it to whatever you like. And the controls are very, very accessible. They're all within an arm's length away. You don't even have to push your arms out very far. Everything is here. Got air conditioning? I could take this on holiday with me, Bruce.
Yes, you could. I mean, for the right amount of money, it's yours.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about that one.
That's it. That's your lot.